Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
CBS's Natalie Brand joining us live on WBEN this morning as we are hours away from a possible government shutdown. Natalie, does it seem more likely than not that this is going to happen, at least this morning?
Yeah, Susan, Brian, today feels a bit different than when we've been here in the past and lawmakers have been able to strike a last-minute deal. In this situation, you have both sides so dug in and each side saying, believing that the other would take fault for a government shutdown, that this does really kind of feel a bit more tumultuous this time. And even the vice president, after the big meeting that we had yesterday here at the White House between President Trump, the vice president, and top congressional leaders, Vance said he believes we are headed toward a shutdown. The negotiation itself, the Republicans want the Senate to take up a short-term funding measure, a continuing resolution that the House has already passed. Democrats want additional health care funding to make up, they say, for cuts, health care cuts that were in the GOP tax cut and spending bill, also to extend Affordable Care Act health tax credits that are set to expire at the end of the year. And, you know, while Republicans say they might be open to having that conversation separate from the short-term funding measure, Democrats, they say they don't trust the Republicans to do that, and they want to link this negotiation. So at this point, it seems there's a lot of distrust and kind of, you know, just really stark differences between the two sides.
Is there concern amongst Democrats that if a shutdown happens, you know, so much was made earlier this year about the cuts being made to federal jobs, that a lot of these people who are furloughed at first might never be able to get their jobs back?
Well, on top of that, the administration has already said and signaled that there could be, you know, mass firings if there is a shutdown. The Office of Management and Budget sent a letter to federal agencies just last week saying that, you know, a shutdown could be used as, quote, an opportunity for agencies to look at positions where government funding has lapsed and positions that don't align with the president's priorities. So kind of a continuation of the DOGE cuts that we saw earlier in the year. That is definitely weighing on Democrats, but at the same time, last time we were at this point, you know, at the end of the year, Democrats faced a lot of heat for voting with Republicans to keep the government open and feeling like among members of their base that they weren't fighting hard enough to stand up to Republicans and to the administration. So they're in a really a tricky position here, but yes, layoffs could absolutely be part of a potential shutdown. And it's unclear whether those positions would be brought back. There's some thought that they could certainly be brought back, that it would be just temporary. But a lot of uncertainty looming over these federal agencies that are already and still reeling from the massive cuts that happened just some months ago.
Natalie, there's also a rare meeting today, a gathering of Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth, President Trump, and military generals. What do you know about that?
Yeah, the president is going to be leaving for that meeting shortly because he's set to address these top generals and military officials that have flown in from all over on short notice. We got word of this meeting last week, and our Pentagon team has described it as really not only unusual, but kind of unprecedented that they'd be given just, you know, days to fly from their posts around the world to Quantico Marine Corps base just outside of Washington in Virginia. And Democratic lawmakers have also raised some security concerns here, you know, leaving some of these posts during times of risk. And, you know, their day jobs are obviously busy enough. But we'll have to wait and see what the president says in his remarks today. He kind of previewed this as a meeting about to talk about how well the U.S. is doing militarily and maybe, you know, what the mission is under the Trump administration.
They almost made it sound like one of those corporate retreats where you listen to the guy give a pep talk on the stage, right? Something like that. Is that what they're in for?
Could be. I guess we'll all find out in the next hour or so when he's set to address these top military officials.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate the time. Thank you, Natalie Brand, joining us live.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.